Welcome to the January 2015 edition of the Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Allie Lightfoot, filling in for Felix Belmont. And our guest today is Mr. Doug Atchley, who is the District 1 County Commissioner. Welcome to the program, Mr. Atchley.
Well, just call me Doug.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So I wanted to start off by discussing the new 2015 budget. What are some of the priorities in this new year, and what are some of the notable changes to this year's budget?
I would say, first of all, there's not a lot of notable changes, given our concern about the local economy. Delta County is blessed in one sense in the fact that we're very low leveraged, and by that I mean we have very limited debt. At the current time, we have a compactor loan that we bought for the landfill, which is its own enterprise fund. And other than that, other than, you know, miscellaneous liabilities that we have, the county really has no debt. And that serves us well in this, you know, economy that we have now, in that even though interest rates are relatively low, we're not doing debt service. And so that's been a good part of this budget. In answer to your other questions, probably the significant increases in the budget, particularly in the general fund, would be the district attorney. Delta's part of the 7th Judicial District, and our budget for the district attorney has risen. And then we have a significant, which this really isn't new, but we still have a significant amount of dollars that go towards maintaining the jail and also funding the sheriff's office. And that those two have risen in this new budget. So there's others, but I think those are the most significant ones.
What attributed to the rise in the for the jail?
Well, it's just an ongoing operation there, and what it costs to try to provide that service. You know, that's according to the law, and it does vary somewhat depending on the number of people that we have. There it can go up and down as far as the daily operating costs.
So you're in your second term as commissioner?
Well, as of next Tuesday.
All right. So what do you want to accomplish in the second term, and what are some of the things that you learned in your first term that you'll be carrying into the second term?
Well, I don't think that the priorities have changed. People that I talk to, not only in Delta County, but across rural Colorado, are not experiencing the uptick in the economy that Colorado's a state is. If you look down the I-25 corridor, essentially from Fort Collins to Pueblo, that economy is very vibrant and going quite well. When I talk to my counterparts in eastern Colorado and also in other areas of western Colorado, it's not so robust. And so when I talk to people here, you know, one of their concerns, particularly with the mine situation, are jobs. And a lot of people would like to live here, but they can't determine how to make a living here. And so that is going to carry over in my second term is, you know, what can we do, where can we turn, and how can we enhance job creation and attract businesses that will do that, or, you know, stimulate businesses that are already here.
What kind of new businesses would you like to see come to this area?
Well, one of the things that has hindered our expansion of jobs somewhat is when you look at Delta County, as with a lot of Western counties, 55% in Delta County of our landmass is either Forest Service controlled or BLM controlled. And so what they do on those lands and what companies want to do on those lands really impact Delta County to a great degree. Excuse me. The commissioners as a group have said repeatedly that we would like to see those lands managed as multiple use lands, not excluding anyone there. So that covers a wide gamut of what should go on there. And so we're not trying to limit the type of companies that could come here that would utilize those type of properties.
What about like a technical development or anything like that that might increase businesses that would want to come here?
Well, and that relates back to my belief is broadband. And this is an issue statewide. It's not just Delta, in that, and I'm not the expert here, but to operate a successful business, many of them need fast service. And, there's parts of the county, in fact, most of the county, where that's not really available. And so that's also one of our priorities, is to look to see what can happen with broadband to enhance opportunities for businesses and the speed of how they communicate. I liken it really to in the 1800s when the railroads were building from east and west. The towns that eventually survived and really performed were the ones that were selected by the railroad. And I think Omaha, Nebraska is a perfect example of how it came into being.
Mm-hmm.
And that was true all across the West. And so the analogy may not be quite accurate, but it's close because in our modern-day world, communication is so important, not only from your personal device, but from a company, for example, that's trying to do business worldwide. Communication is essential. And so that's one of the challenges that we have also.
What is Delta County's approach going to be in regards to enforcing the new marijuana laws? For instance, are there plans to enforce the part of the law about growing discreetly? Sheriff Fred McKee and other Delta County residents felt that there might be more crime due to the legalization of marijuana. Have there been new issues or violations where extra enforcement has been added or needed?
Well, I would say to a large extent, we defer to Sheriff McKee and what they see happening in that area. I would say that I don't think that we've seen any extra anything at this point in time. And so the plan is to just continue to monitor like we have been for the last, a year or two since it all has kind of come into being. We are looking quite interestingly at what will happen at the state legislature and how they might tweak the law. And, of course, our goal would be to follow state statute, however that it turns out to be. Colorado's, and for that matter, Washington or the state, are, of course, leading this effort nationwide. And really, I feel like until we really get some clarity from not only the state government, but also the federal government, I don't know what the role is. And so we've really done nothing different than what we did in the past. And really, if you characterize it, I think it would be a monitor situation is where it's been.
How do you think it's different maybe out here in this rural community with this new law as opposed to in an urban area?
Well, it's different in a couple areas. One, we don't have the masses of people that you have in an urban area, and that's true with a lot of things. So I think that changes the complexion of some of the problems that we have. With the new law, essentially the plant can be grown anywhere. We have a climate that would facilitate bigger grow operations, but that hasn't, we haven't seen that come into pass yet. And the other thing that I should point out is on approving or disapproving this, one thing we did not approve was hemp. And here again, when I talk to people that are interested in doing that, their issue in trying to get that is essentially seeds and being approved by the federal government. So, it's a complex issue.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel Delta County could embrace or support some of the alternative economic income streams like growing marijuana or organic farms or which this county has so many of, the wineries and the agritourism industry that's sort of developing and has developed here? It seems that most of the discussion around the economy in this county is centered around the more traditional industries like ranching and energy extraction. Do you think there will be more of a focus on some of these other parts of our economy in the future?
Well, look, I've held long and for a long time that diversity is really what we're looking for. And that's not to disparage any single industry. I mean, traditionally, we've been a mining and agricultural community and what many people view as traditional agriculture. But our agriculture in Delta County has always been very diverse. And that's because of the climate and the availability of water to grow things in what is essentially a semi-desert. And so as a county, we're not discouraging any of those industries, whether it be traditional or organic or however one wants to characterize it. We support ag because in my position, there's three things that, you know, this county and really all people need. One is water. We need that on a daily basis. Two, food's pretty good on a daily basis also. But really the third thing is energy. And we all use all three of those. And so to have the ability to provide agriculture on the scale that we do in Delta County, irregardless of whether it's livestock or plants or organic or however you want to characterize it, we would support the development and expansion of those industries. And I know people have talked about, well, what about agritourism? What about this and that? And we've, as a county, have said, look, we'd like to embrace all that. And we've had this discussion about tourism. One of the things with tourism, if you think of about a Moab, which is a different kind of tourism, but still a destination point, what's happened over the years and part of why they've been successful is they do have a hospitality situation where they can accommodate people so that when they come, they can stay here multiple nights and not have to go somewhere else to find a place to stay. And I've been very open about that. I don't really am not concerned how that gets developed, whether it's a motel, whether it's a bed and breakfast situation or whatever. It's just so that people have a place to stay and enjoy what Delta County brings. And I have a lot of people that don't live in Delta County that talk to me constantly about how what a unique area this is because of the diversity of all the things that we can offer. And when you think about recreation, it's the exact same thing. I mean, we have at least two major rivers in the county that can support recreation and all the things that go on with that. We have the ability, I don't think we're looking to be a ski town because that's really not who we are, but you know, you look at the top of Grand Mesa and even the mountains here around Paonia, there's wonderful opportunities for winter outdoor activities. You name it, the people do it. And also for summer activities, and they're very diverse, and I think that's good.
How do you think Delta County is changing, and what are some positive changes that you've seen in your term as commissioner and maybe some things that concern you? Changes that concern you in this county?
Well, some people have told me that they don't think it's changing fast enough, and others have said they don't want any change. So there's a lot of opinion out here of what should happen. But the issue is that we're changing simply because over the, if you look at the longer term, the population will grow. And that people say, well, it's not growing now. Well, that may be true. To a certain extent, I don't know that yes or no, but if you take the longer-term view, it is going to grow. And it's going to grow because people want to live in this type of a climate. The whole southwestern United States has seen an increase in population, and western Colorado is not exempt from that. And so that growth of population necessitates change from the way it was 50 years ago.
Have you lived here all your life?
Well, I was born and raised in Delta, and I went away to college, and I was one of the few that had an opportunity to come back. And a lot of people tell me that's what's wrong is young people, they really don't have an opportunity to come back to either start a business or find a job. They'd love to do that. And I've had people that have left And once they can financially afford to do it or they retire, they have come back. And then people that's never been here before say, ooh, I'd love to live there.
Mm.
And so I've seen a lot of changes and a lot of, you know, things that haven't changed too.
What are the changes that concern you?
Well, I'm not too concerned about that really. Because change, whether we all sometimes are not open to change, but it's going to happen. And so we need to look to the future and say, okay, what does this look like and how can we be a part of it?
So my next question is about the issue of animal control in Delta County. The 2015 budget allocates $12,000 for animal control. How is this money broken down? And CAWS says that they'll receive $2,500, which is earmarked for spay and neuter programs. How has that budget changed? And how do you see this problem of animal control being handled with limited funding?
Well, it is an issue, and it's spread between four organizations, and I can't sit here and name the four. We raised it slightly, as I recall, $2,000 or something like that, in a very difficult budget time, realizing that the organizations themselves, in my opinion, don't seem to be in agreement as to what the procedure should be. And so we put the money in the budget, said we're going to allocate it, and then from that we are hoping to convene the groups that know more about this because they do it daily and then see if we can come to a solution. We've also been working with the city of Delta to try to see what the situation is in that area, that works with animals that are lost or abandoned or whatever.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of animals that are lost and abandoned. Do you know if there's more than you would find in a different rural county?
No, we have no data that supports it one way or the other. All we see are people that say, I see a lot of cats or I see a lot of dogs in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But how that relates to 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we have no idea.
Here's another animal issue. Let's talk about the ongoing issue of the Hostetler hen house. So in October of 2014, the Colorado Court of Appeals overturned a previous ruling about the chicken farms in Delta County. What is the state of this case right now, and how do you see it resolving?
Well, my understanding is, of course, the defendants appealed this case to the Colorado Court of Appeals, and the decision that you're referring to here was a 3-0 decision by the Court of Appeals to reverse the decision, which, by the way, was a 106 hearing by Judge Patrick. And so it's my understanding that the plaintiffs have asked the Court of Appeals to rehear the case or to look at it again. And to my knowledge, there's been no affirmative yes or no from the Court of Appeals of what they're going to do. So it's kind of in limbo until we hear back from the court and see what their decision is again.
How would you like to see it resolved?
Well, I like the 3-0 decision the way it stands. And, you look at the Colorado statutes and to me, and this is just my personal opinion, not speaking on behalf of the county, but it's pretty clear that the county commissioners of counties have the right to decide land use planning in their own particular counties. And so this falls under that category of what's referred to as a 106 hearing. And when something like this gets reviewed, it's fairly clear of what the position of the judicial part of our system is, because if you backtrack a little, county commissioners actually serve in three roles. We do all three branches of the government at the county level. And so the review of a 106 hearing really is about whether competent evidence or evidence was received on both sides, when it gets reviewed. And it's really a review procedure. And I'm saying all this just saying this is my opinion, the way I read the statute.
Some locals feel that this whole thing could possibly have been avoided by having a better Delta County master plan and land use regulations that were clear on what where certain uses are appropriate and where they're not or can be reasonably mitigated. Do you agree with that?
Not really. Under specific development, which the county is operating under, which the county's not zoned, let's start there, but we do have specific development, and agriculture is clearly exempt under specific development, with the exception, there's three exceptions, and I'm not sure I can remember all of them, but one is a rendering plant, I think a packing plant, that would be an animal packing plant, and confined feeding operations, which is a very loose term that's not definitive under either Colorado law or the statutes. And so from that perspective, it could have been written better and provided more clarity. Additionally, the master plan, although the county is required to have one, and the Planning Commission usually is the body that's instrumental in creating the master plan, and then it gets approved by the Board of County Commissioners is there, but it's not a regulatory document per se. It's an advisory document. So I think going forward, once we get the decision, resolved, we're kind of waiting on the courts right now, is that there will be a review of what we have and where do we go from here. But it's not appropriate as long as this case is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. So what do you, for this upcoming year, 2015, what do you think the major strengths are in Delta County right now as far as economy or just how things are going?
Well, the strongest economy right now is ag in Delta County. And as I alluded to a while ago, it's a very diverse ag situation. And so, to point out a particular one, actually the beef industry is very strong, and they've experienced prices that, we have never seen before in our history as a state or a country or whatever. So that economy is still strong. Other segments are doing well also, but ag is very fickle. One year it can be up, one year it can be down. They're subject to frost, they're subject to early freeze. There's a lot of variables in ag, and someone once told me that as ag producers, they really don't have to go to Vegas because they have enough risk right here, as an example.
Yeah.
So I think this climate is very favorable to agricultural production. We can almost grow anything here. The exception would probably be, southern type crops like citrus, or we certainly can't grow pineapple here or some things like that. But any other crop is well suited here. The issue historically for this area, for not only ag but many other products, is our location, which is involves transportation. Any way you go out of here, almost you go over a mountain, and makes transportation very expensive. And so transportation and marketing are keys to our ag products. We have said for several years now that we're very supportive of vertical integration in ag and take a product that's grown here, modify it, pack it, do whatever, and then make a specialty product. I think that's where there's a lot of opportunity. But here again, that takes a lot of hard work and it takes a lot of marketing on behalf of the entrepreneur that's doing that.
And I've been speaking with Doug Atchley, District 1 Commissioner for Delta County. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in. For KVNF, I'm Allie Lightfoot.